Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bonnie Willis, I call her Fanny. She's interesting to watch, isn't she? She is the epitome of angry black woman. And I'm going to tell you, black women hate that. They hate this thing. Why y'all got to be tied as angry black women? What? Because you are. Angry black leftist women. I want to be very clear. I'm not talking about these beautiful sisters on the conservative side. See, they understand what it is to be a woman. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a bit, too. See, the good thing about being a conservative is we know what a woman is, and we respect it. There's nobody hearing me say the word woman. It certainly is a conservative man that isn't thinking, ah, there's a person better than I. I don't think I've ever met a conservative man that hasn't felt like he's with someone who is above him. I'm talking about when he finds his life mate, his soul mate. I've not met one that doesn't put that woman on a pedestal. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I put even the ones that aren't in relationships with me on a pedestal. If you're a conservative woman, you are the salt of the earth. You are the cradle of civilization. You are what every human being should strive to be. And I have many great ones. Play mom, Mary, and Frank, the couple that I met when I was in Colorado, you should see Mary. Doting. Doesn't have any children of her own, so I adopted them. I adopted my white parents. Y'all think I'm kidding, but they treat us like family. And Mary's doting. Son, you need to do this. You need to get back on TV. She calls me all the time. Ann's like a surrogate mother. Ann, take Kevin, we're going to take care of you. I'm going to send you money for your nonprofit. And she bought us a TV over Christmas. I mean, can you get better than that? Elise, Andy's wife. Oh, my goodness, what a sweetheart. I mean, I could go down the list. Carol with Bob. Bob better be glad he's got Carol taking care of him. And many of you out there listening, Andy, I know Liz, you what would you be without your trophy wife? Different Andy, Andy in Dallas. I know these people. I know the people that they're with. I know the respect they have for their ladies. And it's not feigned. It's not fake. It's legit. Can you imagine being Nathan Wade and you're in a relationship with Fonnie Willis? Man, and Fonnie Willis is angry for no reason. She is rising through the ranks. I'll tell you why she's angry. There's a reason, but I'm saying there's not one on the outside. I don't know what her... She's gotten educated in America, which, by the way, Dinesh said, does she even realize how she speaks? You know, because she uses the wrong tenses and things like that when she's speaking. She's not speaking like an educated person. Spoiler alert, she's not educated. She's a product of affirmative action. I'm going to get into that a little bit more. The worst thing you're witnessing is here's a person who is in power, who has risen through the ranks, who can't even speak the language. You really think she knows the law? Have you watched some of these shows where these legal beagle shows or where they don't know the law? By the way, there's a white dude, a doctor. He made a comment. He says, if they did meritocracy in Harvard, only 1% of the professors would be there. Right now, it's 5%. It says 1% qualify under meritocracy. These people are being promoted for no reason. They give themselves PhDs. They're handing these PhDs out for black people like chiclets. Here, have one. Get your JD. I don't know if she actually passed the bar. I'm sure she did, but it wouldn't surprise me to learn that somebody took the test for her. But you watch her, she's angry, she's mad. Do I really need to tell you that black women like Fonnie Willis are dangerous? They are power hungry and dangerous. Letitia James is another one. They're drunk with power, not even realizing. The role they play as useful idiots to the cabal run by super wealthy white people who use them to do their bidding. Fannie Willis, Letitia James, and even Alvin Bragg. All these, I got words for them. I'm not even going to use them on the radio. But these frauds, their job at the request, not even at the request, at the demand of their handlers is you do your job, silly Negro, or else. And they willing to do it. Yeah, massa, I'm happy to do it. I'll go get Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, well, he might just help black folks. He might make black people realize they are more than pawns. They actually have a voice, a collective voice. And by the way, bring something to the table. Every time, there's not a day that goes by that if you're a true American, you can't appreciate what blacks have brought to the table. I was listening to some big band music, and I'm thinking Duke Ellington. What was it I was doing there? I can't remember, but it was the epitome of what black culture brought. I know I was talking about Chitlins on a radio show the other day, but it was something deep. And I just remember thinking, man, if we didn't have blacks in culture, what would we be doing? How would we, you know, what would America look like? It isn't, I'm not talking about a day without a Mexican or a day without black folks. I think that's silly. Because every time they say that, I go, well, then do a day without white people and see how that goes when you're walking to work, you know, because you don't have a car. Yeah, because I think Ford would say, give me back my vehicle. So, you know, it's not a day. It's a day without things that you could appreciate that blacks brought culturally. Jazz, for example. Jazz music. Now, I'm not into hip hop, but there'd be a lot of white kids whose their playlists would disappear. They listen to black music and couture and a host of other things. Dance. What would disappear? And I can't remember what it was. I think it was related to dance. But I was like, man, we just brought so much flavor to this nation. And what people are mad. My folks are mad. They've been made mad. Fannie Willis has been created. She's been made in a lab by every leftist, every enabling white supposed do-gooder. They created this woman, this angry black woman, who couldn't wait to get to her position of power. This is the woman's movement on full display. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. No real man would date Fannie Willis or Letitia James. This is why black women get mad at black men that don't date black women. They get mad. But black men, real men, understand they don't want to be a part of that.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you've ever spent any time with Miss Willis, you understand that she's a very independent, proud woman.
I object.
So she's going to...
Overruled. This way.
So she's going to insist that she carries her own weight. And it actually was a point of contention between the two of us. She is going to pay her own way.
So let me re-ask the question to make sure that you answer it. In California trip that you paid for, you're saying that she did not pay you back for cash. Instead, she paid for excursions, and you believe that was roughly half.
No, she gave me some cash, yes. She but what I'm saying is the everything that we did when we got into Napa, she paid for.
The trip that she booked on her credit card in Miami, did you pay her cash back for your half of that?
No.
So you never paid her back for the ticket she bought for you?
No. I would say I did pay her back because there were times when I would pay for dinner.
Okay.
She would pay for dinner. It would balance out. But in a relationship, ma'am, you don't, particularly men, we don't go asking back for anything. So you're not keeping a ledger of things that you pay for versus the thing that she's paid for, which is why I said that it was a point of contention, because she was very emphatic and adamant about this independent, strong woman thing. So she managed to pay her own way.
That, my friends, is what you call a eunuch, a male hyena, a guy who says, "I'll use that whatever my girl wants." Blah, blah. And I'm not criticizing if a woman wants to say, no, babe, I'm picking this up. No problem whatsoever. But this guy, please. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So many gaping holes in this story. You want to know? You want me to go there? Yup. It looks like I've got a quorum. People want me to go there. Let me tell you the gaping holes in this story. Number one, why doesn't Fanny book her own flight? Why is it Nathan books her flight and then they work it out on, well, I pay for dinner, you pay for the Uber last time. Well, wait a minute, I got the flowers. Why are they doing that? Why can't Fanny book her own flight? When they're together, she says, this is the meal I'm paying for. You can get the next one. Why is it they got to do an accounting at the end, which isn't really an accounting because, as he said, I don't keep a ledger. If you know a deal, a dude, well, you can't really ask for yours back. No, if you're a dude in a relationship with Fannie Willis, that's the first thing you do. Hey, the last time we were did this, it was $50. Where's my $25? See, they're trying to run game. No real man would date Fannie Willis or Letitia James or that other fat woman, Alvin Bragg. Nobody would. Anybody in a relationship with these women or their ilk is merely there for the goodies. And in the case of Willis, she bought her guy. That's what it was. She was the DA, she could, or whatever her position was, and she could say to Nathan Wade, I can hook you up, bro. And he was like, shoot, I got this other woman that I can't deal with, known as his wife. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, he's the same way. It doesn't matter with Nathan Wade, but these women are useful idiots for him. I mean, he's Stedman to Oprah. You get what I'm saying? I mean, think about Stedman. Stedman's a good-looking guy. I mean, look, I'm not trying to... He could very well love the devil out of Oprah. But he's a figment. If I hadn't seen him enough time, I wouldn't even think he existed. He's a eunuch. He's a male hyena. Just so we're clear, there are no real men on the left. There are none. I know that's going to offend some people, but sorry. Maybe your daughter married one of them, you know. Ooh, my daughter, she's a lefty and she married a guy. Well, he's a eunuch. He's a hyena. He's a male hyena. He's got one purpose, to get you grandbabies. But other than that, he ain't, there's nothing about I'm just going to tell you, nothing good comes from a relationship where that's the dynamic. Nothing good. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. That man, and I use my finger quotes, men like that are passive aggressive their whole lives. They feel so subjugated, they're like, oh, get her. And I'm telling you, it's only going to end bad. Nathan Wade was seduced by the money, but he knows that money comes with strings. We got a lot to talk about with this woman because I introduced it in some other ways because I mentioned that the way she handled herself in court. And then we've got clips. And you've probably seen them because it was all last week. But you've probably seen some of it. But I'm going to tell you, I want to get to the underlying stuff there. I'll give you a little history of Fanny. People don't know how she was raised. Most people don't. Daddy was a Black Panther. My dad was a Black Panther. He didn't raise me. And that's a good thing, because if my dad had raised me, he would have probably tried to make me militant. Now, that, keep in mind, I was raised where people were trying to do other, you know, make me feel a certain way or whatever anyway. And I resisted it because I was like, that doesn't make sense. But he would have tried to raise me militant. Fannie Willis's dad was a Black Panther. Do you understand why she is the way she is? I want you to imagine working for her. By the way, Fanny, you should see a video. She says, you know, in my office, we want people to feel it and feel empowered and this, that, and the other. And they should be able to voice their opinion. And I want to create a spirit and an environment and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, boy, please. Even in the video, you could tell she wasn't going to get, that was the last thing you get. Let me ask you, would you want to work with or for Fannie Willis? I'll wait. Give me a note. There are women that listen to the program. I know I'm going to get some mail from a few, but I don't think I would know a woman who would say, I would definitely want to, for the record, guys, would you want to work with or for Fannie Willis? Or I'll even give you another one. I'll throw this one in, women. Would you want that woman to work for you? Which is, I guess, partially with. But would you want to be in charge of her? Can you imagine dealing with that? When I talk to black folks about employment, she's a perfect example. I go, it's not you interviewing. It's Fannie Willis. It's Letitia James. It's Alvin Bragg. It's D. Ray McKesson. It's, you know, Al Sharpton. It's those people that you're interviewing, that's being interviewed. You have to make people understand I'm not them. When I go to an interview, I'm telling you right now, I could get any job. I mean, take away my political stuff because they would go on my Facebook page or wherever, and that's fine. I don't care. But here's what I would tell a boss. I'd say, look, you have a job that I can do. I'm going to show you how good I am at doing that job. If you, during the period, the trial period, pay me minimum wage so you don't get in trouble. After that, when I start solving your problems, pay me fair market wage, and are we good? That I told my kids, you can get any job you want if you go in and that is your thing. If you say, I'm not here to make trouble, I don't care what people say, do, I'm not joining any groups, I'm just here to make you better.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. flood alert still for California as more rain is on the way. The National Weather Service issuing a flood watch for nearly the entire coast of California, from Redding to San Diego and the Mexico border, putting about 37 million residents on alert. The U.S. conducting strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. Five strikes in total were conducted against three anti-ship cruise missiles, one unmanned underwater vessel, and one unmanned surface vessel. Former President Jimmy Carter marking 1 year in hospice care yesterday, his family celebrating his strength. Jimmy Carter right now 99 years old, the oldest living U.S. president in history. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Whether or not it was a coincidence,
had absolutely nothing to do with this. It's interesting that we're here about this money. Mr. Wade is used to women that, as he told me one time, the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich. We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. And so there was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
So I ask the obvious question again. If you're on a date with a guy and y'all are splitting the bill, why is he paying for it and you're reimbursing it? Why don't you go, here's my credit card, here's my cash, and there you go? Or why don't you pick it up? The most glaring is, why does she not make her own ticket purchase? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That is angry black woman. That is a woman that no black man wants. Because, I mean, if we're going to colorize it, and you say, because people ask, I've heard black women, and then I've had these conversations, but and I've certainly seen it in action. Black women hate to see black men, quote, with a woman outside of their race. I guess they don't like black men when they go find other humans. But anyway, that aside, black women will leer at you like crazy. I've had it happen. I was in D.C. at a CPAC, I think, with a friend of mine. I told this story not too long ago. And we went to a restaurant. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm hungry. Let's go eat. Okay, we went and we took a cab or whatever. We went to go eat. And we were just having a conversation. We walk into this place and it was like a bar area. These two black women looked at us, and if they had guns, they would have shot us. Now, this is a woman, there's no romantic overtones, nothing. You know, I opened the door for her, we're having a conversation, we're walking, and still having our conversation, but I see these women. And the conversation wasn't like, hey, baby, how are you? It was like, you know, political stuff, because she was a political person. And strictly business. These people looked at us like we were crazy. How dare you? Looked at me, I should say. And black women know this, white women know it too. And if you're a white woman that's been with a black man, you've probably been in a situation where you go, wow, what'd I do? Welcome again. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So Fannie Willis is with a man who says, the only thing a woman can do for me is make me a sandwich. So I would give him his money back. Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of man she's with, right? She's with a eunuch, a male eunuch, a guy who is cuckold. He will do whatever he's told. That's why she's with him. And let me tell you what Willis represents. Years of taught hatred. And what she hates the most, I told you guys I was going to tell you what she hates the most. What she hates the most is knowing she hasn't earned a thing. Her promotions are purely affirmative action. She would be nowhere if it weren't for that. She measures up to none of her non-black counterparts. She couldn't hold a thimble of knowledge of her white counterparts. They would dust her in, if you go to court, they would crush her. The only way she defeats other lawyers is if the deck is stacked with black judges. That's it. She cannot win because she doesn't have the skill set. And she makes up for her ineptitude and self-loathing by minimizing others. Think about this. She's on the stand talking about the guy that she's in a relationship with, and she says, essentially, he's a male eunuch, a hyena, a person I use for sex or whatever I want. That is his purpose for me. A woman doesn't, a man is not a plan. That's what she said. A man is not a plan. She thinks of herself as a puppet master, subjugating men with what she can give them and do for them, but they are her property. And she uses our money, our taxpayer dollars, to do it. Good for her. She's got an unlimited source till she got caught, and she even outed herself in one exchange.
But I always have cash at the house. That has been, I don't know, all my life. If you're a woman and you go on a date with a man, you better have $200 in your pocket. So if that man acts up, you can go where you want to go. So I keep cash in my house, and I don't keep cash as good in my purse like I used to. I don't go on many dates, but when you go on a date, you should have cash in your pocket.
So my question was, where did that cash originally come from? If it didn't came out of the bank?
Cash is fungible. We've had cash for years in my house. So for me to tell you the source of when it comes from, when you go to Publix and you buy something, you get $50, you throw it in there. When it's been my whole life. When I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign, I kept some of the cash of that.
And there it was. When I had my campaign, I took some of the money out of that. I took cash out of that. I don't know what the rules are. But I don't think you should be taking cash out of your campaign. Well, I'll let you listen to the rest of what she said. Maybe you've heard this, but this woman is despicable. That's the only description. I got a bunch of other descriptions for her, so I won't say that. But she's despicable.
Like, to tell you, I just have cash in my house. I don't have as much today as I would normally have, but I'm building back up now. So you just put money in. It's a very good practice. I would advise it to all women.
So you can't identify when you came into this cash or where the cash came from?
I didn't say I couldn't identify it. No, nobody gives me anything. I am sure that the source of the money is always the work, sweat, and tears of me. What you asked me for is, when did the money go in there? What I am trying to tell you is, so I got divorced in 2005 from my husband.
No.
It's important. You said, where did the money come from? And I need to tell you where the money came from. And so for many, many years, I have kept money in my house. That money, in my worst days, has probably only been $500 or $1,000. At my best days, I probably had $15,000 in my house of cash. At all times, there's going to be cash in my house.
Okay, so again, I asked a very simple question. Why is it you're needing to get reimbursed from what's-his-face? And by the way, he doesn't seem to have the same cash policy that you have. You're the one with cash. He's the one paying by credit card. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of holes in this discussion, this argument, and she doesn't have any answers. Despicable human being. Fulton County D.A. Willis, her daddy, was a Black Panther activist, lived with Angela Davis. You know who Angela Davis was? She's a communist idol, an icon in the black community. Even to this day, black leftist women love her. And by the way, Angela Davis, when she was a communist, there was something to be said about it. What she was talking about was getting beat down, water cannon shot at black folks, arrested for no reason. I could go down the list. There was a reason why black people felt the way we felt in the 1960s, but Fannie Willis, she's got no reason. Angela Davis fought so Fannie Willis could get to the position that she's in. And the people that got ostracized, that we criticize right now, I'm giving you a lesson, folks. Pay attention. This is a black history lesson. Many of these people that you didn't like, the Huey P. Newtons of the world that founded the Black Panthers and things like that, these were people that had legitimate beefs with this government. In fact, look at what we're going through right now. If I form, you know, the new political Panther, Patriot Panther Party, I might be written up as, oh, look at that heretic. I'd be 100% correct in starting something like this, given what we're going through under the Biden regime. But this woman, she's got no reason. Her dad had a real beef. Angela Davis had real beefs. We had a nation that was marginalizing blacks, to say the least. But that's not the case anymore. Fannie has ridden an escalator to the moon. Nothing she couldn't accomplish. And what does she do when she gets there? Angry black woman. And we live in a world, folks, where people like her get ahead. The more ruthless and Machiavellian, the bigger the reward. Fannie Willis showed complete disdain for the court. She didn't, you know how Trump goes in, he's former president of the United States. For the most part, he sits there, he listens to them lie, and I mean, he'll have an occasional outburst. Fannie Willis, I'm not on that. What did she say? I'm not on trial here. And her defense looked at her own attorney and went, yeah, you are. And the deference, by the way, that the judge is showing to her made it even more clear. He didn't say, hey, you need to calm your little butt down, woman. He didn't say anything like that. She just ran roughshod. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. Willis all but dared this white male judge to hold her in contempt. He could have warned her many times about her behavior, but from what I saw, he didn't do anything. Willis is of the privileged class. Angry, black, leftist woman. And I didn't even have to put leftist in there, because when you say angry black woman, it's always a leftist. I'm not telling you black women or the conservatives don't have a reason to be upset. They just know how to deal with it. They don't automatically rise to anger. They know there's a lot of other emotions before you get there. Not Fannie Willis, Letitia James, and Abby.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's so legalistic centric and yet so important and fascinating.
Right. Don't let the legalese fool you. This is epic. This is monumental. If things are going in the direction we think, Fani Willis lied to the court, it's game over for her. She will be disqualified. If they had a relationship prior to when they represented to the court, it's a huge deal. I can't overstate it.
That was MSNBC. That was not Fox News. It was not made up. There's no right-wing conspiracy. Game over. And it should be game over. Fannie Willis went to the White House twice. And Letitia James has too. This is a coordinated effort. Trump even said it himself. He goes, this is a coordinated effort to get me. They're all working as part of a cabal. And I'm going to make a statement. I believe this wholeheartedly. I know this. I know what I felt. Because Letitia James is going to win her case. Trump's going to lose in New York because it's a stacked jury. He's going to appeal it and he'll win. Alvin Bragg will lose his case. This deal with Fannie Lewis is unbelievable in what we've been able to uncover. And, of course, she's going down. Now, we've got every time when they set this date when Alvin Bragg set this date of March 25th for Trump to start appearing, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I said to myself, I will vote for Donald Trump and Donald Trump only in the election. That's it. Now, maybe that's what the Democrats want, because if they can get rid of him, I don't know that I'll support anybody else. I will support Donald Trump. And the reason is I was pretty much there to begin with. But I'm saying I think that there came even more resolve. I remember thinking to myself, I remember Donald Trump saying I could shoot somebody in Times Square and my base wouldn't leave me. And I remember when I thought about that, when I made that declaration in my brain I would vote for Trump, I literally said to myself, I'm at a point now where if Donald Trump shot somebody in Times Square, I would not indict him. Why should we? Look at what the left does. They will let you have prostitutes, crack cocaine, sell secrets, partner with Chinese spies, hide bank money, not pay your taxes, have babies out of wedlock. I mean, human trafficking. I could go down the list of things they allow the Biden family to do. I haven't even gotten into some of the other stuff these scoundrels have done. They'll let them do all that, and they get away with it. I know, look, I'm for all rule of law, but I'm for applying the law universally. And if they keep pushing Americans are going to, I'm talking about true Americans, they're going to say, you know what, if those are the new rules, we're going to start playing by the new rules. And juries will say, you're innocent. Remember, look, go back to the days when the Democrats ran the nation prior, and they would just have kangaroo courts. Oh, this black man looked at this white woman, and they put him in jail, or worse, they'd lynch him. You get the guy would beat up or shoot a black guy or kill him or whatever. They'd go to a court. Nothing would happen. If you want that kind of lawlessness, keep at it, Democrats. Keep doing what you're doing. Because if I got on a jury and somebody said to me, and it was a conservative, and I knew what, you know, that they had done something, at this stage of the game, I'm gonna be the one going, no, I didn't see a crime. Sorry. How many people do you think are going to do that? What if all of America decides, to heck with your rules? You don't follow them? That's where we're headed. And the Fannie Willises, the Letitia James, the Alvin Braggs, the Jack Smith, and all these different people, they are all making up the rules as they go. And none of those rules benefit us. None of them. As they said at that MSNBC, game over, disqualified, huge deal. Here's another clip. Again, from MSNBC.
Yeah, this has been a bombshell, and it was a slow burn. But if you parse the language, huge issues here. And I want to be really clear: this is not about a relationship between two consenting adults. This has nothing to do with that. It's about lying to the court. It's about potential financial gain on the part of Fannie Willis, and not even so much. That takes the back seat here. The issue is that her credibility is shot. Just as he was saying, if she lied to the court, she submitted something to the court that she knew was false and inaccurate, what else was she lying about? It's a horrible, horrible look for her. I think this case is dead in the water.
So, Fannie Willis lied to the court. What did she lie to him about? And what else has she lied about? It's only the tip of the iceberg. She's right. The financial part is secondary. I don't even care. People probably do things like that all the time. Certainly leftists do. I know they don't care about our money. It's funny. We look at money in our organization with such we revere the people that donate to us. We look at it as, man, every dollar needs to be accounted for to our detriment. I promise you, and Melissa's an accountant. She knows where the money goes. And we will err on the side of caution every time. Because you're important. Every dollar you give to this organization matters to us. We're looking for 500 warriors for $20 a month, 10 grand. Do you honestly believe that's enough to run an organization? Well, that's because we make it up. I know what I put into my company last year. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, I can't do that anymore because I don't have that kind of money to throw around. But I'm telling you what we're willing to do and what we have done. We look at every dollar preciously. These people don't care. I can have anywhere from $500 to $15,000, and I always have cash. If I have to take it out of my campaign, I take it out of my campaign. I take it out of petty cash. I take it from anybody. I take it from money. Shoot, I take that money. Money is fungible, and it's readily available to leftists. Her credibility, they say, is shot. Well, here's another, I believe this is MSNBC as well, and they actually say that Fannie Willis did well.
Lisa and Catherine, I mean, that's how we knew we were in for something. Do you think she's pulled this back? I mean, there's been some criticism about Nathaniel Wade and Nathan Wade, the way that he testified, seemingly cagey at moments, not really being able to recall a lot. She's had a very sharp memory. She had an explanation for the cash, which I think raised a lot of eyebrows. Yeah. Why would you be paying back this man in cash? Who uses cash nowadays? Has she been credible?
I think that's a compelling part of it. And there's lots of personal details about her life and how she lived. There were places where she drew the line. For example, not wanting to talk about where her daughter lives right now. But the testimony on the whole was calmer than I expected it to be when she first walked in.
You were worried.
But also incredibly detailed. And I thought her portrayal of why it is that she pays for things in cash and has lots of cash on hand was very compelling. Basically, it was a life lesson she learned from her father and then sort of joked about the way that she was raised by that old black man that she referred to.
Yeah, and Catherine Christian, if you want to look not at the like salacious part of this, but at the legal part of this, which is whether or not she financially benefited from the hiring of Nathan Wade to be the special prosecutor, did you find her credible?
Yes, and the defense oversold this. There was no evidence other than the woman who is a former friend and a former employee. That's their evidence. And anyone who has an elderly black parent or elderly black people in life, no, it's about keeping cash because you never know when you're going to need it. So she's been very credible.
Everybody black know you better have some cash on hand, boy. Everybody black know that. I think it's so funny. And she had an explanation for the cash. It was compelling. It gave personal details. A portrayal of why she has lots of cash on hand. A life lesson. Really? So, I don't know about you. I know many, many white folks that go, yeah, I keep an extra $20 in my wallet or $100 in my wallet tucked away just in case. Now we've got, how many ways can you pay? Venmo, Apple Pay, whatever. There's got to be five ways to pay, more than that, to pay on your phone. Credit cards, apps for rides. She's like, well, if you go on a date, you always got to have some money with you because you never know. You better take some cash. Why? Because restaurants and places don't take credit cards. Why? Because you can't pull up an Uber or a Lyft or whatever and get somebody to take care of you. Oh, that's right. You don't have a way to communicate with somebody and say, look, they left me on the side of the road and I need you to come get me or whatever. All that, I mean, look, in the old days when we didn't have cell phones and smartphones and access to all this stuff, you couldn't dial 911 and say, come get me. There's what? No way for you to protect yourself. You had to have thousands of dollars of cash available. Remember that black congressman, William Jefferson, that had $90,000 in his freezer? Got to keep that cash ready, and you need to keep it on ice. Fannie Willis should never be allowed to be in politics, and neither should anybody like her, which includes most Democrat women.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.